Now, last week, Margaret was looking at Essex cures for baldness. And this week, I think you're looking at headache cures. Let's hope it doesn't involve any droppings from birds.
No, it doesn't. It does involve one very bad joke. So I'm preparing you in advance. I can't do fairer than that.
Seems reasonable to me.
So what documented headache cures have I managed to find? Well, I don't know whether I should say this, but there's a peculiar sort of logic with a couple of these. Now, that's unusual in itself. One is to rub your head with a stone.
Right. Any particular stone?
Well, no. Just a stone is mentioned. I suppose the logic of that is that by rubbing your head, you're increasing the blood flow to your head and hopefully getting rid of the headache.
Well, it might do is scratch all the skin and take away your immediate thoughts of the original headache. Yeah?
It presumably, and having sort of picked up a dirty stone and rubbed it all over your forehead, then presumably, you know, you would have something else to think about. The other maybe quite logical remedy was to stand on your head.
Oh.
Now, whether you'd feel like standing on your head when you had a headache is not entered into in the recorded accounts of this as being a headache cure. But again, I suppose we can see the logic of blood rushing to the head.
Yeah.
Now, what isn't quite so logical is to stand underneath a tree and get somebody to go round to the other side of the tree and to hammer a nail into the bark of the tree. Now, I can see why you wouldn't want it done your side of the tree in case you get somebody who's not very good at DIY and the nail ends up in your head rather than the bark of the tree.
Well, it could go all the way through the tree if the tree's not thick enough.
That said, to take the headache from your head into the tree itself. Now, the final remedy I looked up for headache is to get somebody to sing to you.
Right.
Now, I know some people that if they sung to me when I had a headache, that would definitely take my mind off the headache and concentrate my mind on my ears, which would be painful.
Yeah.
But the joke's coming now, so
be
warned. If the singing doesn't work and you've still got the headache, I suppose you could say the song is over, but the malady lingers on.
Yes, okay. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you for that. And what are you going to do next week for a follow-up for that?
You'll be pleased to know there won't be any more jokes of that ilk. We're going to look at the history of Hutton Poplars, where the Adult Education Centre now stands, Hutton Poplars Hall and so on in Rayleigh Road.
Okay, thanks very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.